In this bulletin, emergency warnings as bushfires destroy homes in Queensland. Zimbabwe's president pays tribute to the late leader Robert Mugabe. And in tennis, the latest from the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Have destroyed 18 homes in two Queensland communities, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says. 10 homes have been lost at Suruba, inland from the Gold Coast, and 7 in the Stanthorpe area, where fires forced hundreds of evacuations overnight. There are 51 fires burning across the state, with winds still extremely high after they gusted 90 kilometres overnight, but temperatures have dropped. Ms Palaszczuk has urged people to listen to warnings.
So we're not out of this yet. Conditions are incredibly dry. We know that Queensland's been in drought for a long period of time, and only just recently I've been up to Warwick and Stanthorpe. The conditions are so dry with these winds that are coming up as well. And if people can just please listen to the warnings.
Meanwhile, a firefighter is critically ill in hospital while four homes and a shooting range are believed destroyed as New South Wales fire crews battle dozens of uncontained bush and grass fires. Emergency warnings are in place for two blazes in the Tenterfield region in northern New South Wales and one at Bees Nest near Armidale. A further 26 fires remain out of control, including a 1,000 hectare blaze at Legume near Tenterfield that may threaten homes again if conditions change. Hurricane Dorian has briefly made landfall on the Outer Banks of North Carolina with powerful winds of 150 kilometres per hour and battering waves days after reducing parts of the Bahamas to rubble. That was far weaker than its slow tour through the Bahamas earlier in the week that caused at least 30 deaths where hundreds of people are still missing. The rescue effort remains slow with thousands of residents in the city of Abaco still waiting to be evacuated to the capital.
Yes, I'm ready to get out of here because right now the government of the Bahamas hasn't assisted us as yet. And we have no power, no water, and it's bad. Everything we have lost, everything is damaged.
The president of Zimbabwe says the death of Robert Mugabe has declared national days of mourning until the former president is buried. Speaking in Harare, Emmerson Mnangagwa called Mugabe a commander, liberator, founder and leader and listed his achievements from education reforms to land rights and the independence of Zimbabwe. Mr Mugabe, who died in Singapore on Friday morning aged 95, was forced to resign in 2017 after a 37-year rule, whose early promise was eroded by economic turmoil, disputed elections and human rights violations. The president paid tribute to Mr Mugabe.
As we mourn the passing on of our commander, liberator, founder and leader, we remain determined to carry forward the transformation he so fervently desired, including protecting and defending the gains of the struggle for which he made huge sacrifices.
New Delhi, an Indian woman who says she is 73 years of age has given birth to twin girls, doctors say. If the claim is true, she would be the oldest mother in the world. Emirati Manga Yama was reportedly able to conceive after undergoing IVF treatment and delivered the twins via cesarean section in the state of Andhra Pradesh on Thursday. She has been married to her 80-year-old husband for 57 years but had been unable to become pregnant. To the US Open now, and Daniil Medvedev has reached his first Grand Slam final, beating Bulgaria's Grigor Dimitrov 7-6, 6-4, 6-3 at the US Open on Friday. The fifth-seeded Russian had never been past the fourth round at a major tournament until this one at Flushing Meadows. The 22-year-old showed no real signs of fatigue as he dispatched 78th-ranked Dimitrov in 2 hours and 39 minutes to become the first Russian in the New York final since Marat Safin lifted the trophy in 2000. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 22, a shower or two in Adelaide, 14, much the same for Melbourne, 12. Possible heavy rain in Hobart and 11, also 11 degrees in Canberra. It's very windy there. In Wollongong, it's also windy and 17, much the same for Sydney, 19. Windy also for Newcastle and 20. It's sunny in Brisbane and 27. Sunny also in Cairns and 29. And much the same for Darwin, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.